Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And for the next 2 days, we're going to bring you some fun facts.
I love fun facts.
Interesting, fun information, but it's not going to be that easy.
I know.
We're not just going to serve it up to you on a plate. No, you're going to have to work for it a little bit, but don't worry. It's not going to be hard work.
Yeah.
It's going to be like folding socks. Folding socks is not hard work.
Yeah, but it requires some kind of time.
Yeah, a little bit of skill, a little bit of thought, a little bit of care, but you can do it while lying in bed.
That's
true. So we're not talking about cutting down trees or digging rocks or anything like that. Our fun facts come with a question.
Uh-huh.
And the question is going to have three answers. And so your challenge is to use your noodle, in other words, use your brain, to try to figure out what the answer to our little question is. And if you get it or if you don't, you'll still end up with a fun fact and a little bit of an explanation.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm ready. Are you guys ready? Let's go take a look.
Yeah.
Reading. Fun facts. You're watching some cartoons when you notice something strange. None of your favorite animal characters are fully dressed. Some are wearing shirts, while others have shorts on. But none of them are wearing both in the TV show. Why is this? A. Artists believe characters that are fully dressed are taken too seriously. B. Artists think drawing animal characters with clothes on is too challenging. C. Artists don't want clothes to hide what type of animal a character is. You were right on the button if you guessed C. Cartoon animal characters often wear one piece of clothing that reflects their personalities. However, most characters aren't fully dressed, as this could make it harder to tell what kind of creatures they are. That's why Donald Duck only wears a shirt and hat, for instance. Pants would hide his tail, and shoes would cover his webbed feet. On the other hand, Minnie Mouse wears a dress and bow. These items don't hide her mouse ears or tail, yet immediately show audiences she's female.
Well, I can tell you that our fun fact for today is definitely fun because, well, they're always fun. And also today it's about cartoons.
Yay!
And cartoons are basically just fun on TV or in the movie theater. Everyone loves cartoons. Mm-hmm. And if they don't love cartoons now, I bet you they did when they were kids. So let's set up our situation, give you something to think about. It says you're watching some cartoons. Okay.
Right.
When you notice something strange,
all right,
you notice or something catches your eye, catches your attention, and this something is a little 奇怪, it's a little strange,
a little weird. Okay, so 一开始呢，我们就来看一下我们今天的 fun facts 要问大家是什么。好，我们正在看卡通哦，卡通的英文注意哦，我们中文讲卡通，可是其实英文是 cartoon， 这个 oo 是发 oo 的音，可是这时候你好像注意到。哪里怪怪的 ？Something strange， 有些不对劲哦。And what is it?
Well, it's not like a normal strange thing you might see in a cartoon.
Right.
It's something that you've noticed about this cartoon and many others. It says none, zero, not one or none of your favorite animal characters are fully dressed.
Oh.Oh, wait, that is true.
That is true.
真的耶 Okay.
Some of them don't have, like, you know, the Lion King. He wasn't wearing clothes.
No.
But you rarely see it, a cartoon animal that has, like, full clothes.
That's true.
Shirt, pants, shoes, a hat, all that stuff. That's weird.
I know. Okay, 所以你发现了什么呢？你最喜欢的卡通动物角色就是 animal characters， 没有一个是穿着完整的服装 fully dressed。那如果他是都脱光光的呢？我们来顺便学一下，他全裸的，我们可以用 naked 或者是 nude N-U-D-E 这两个字都可以用来表示没有穿衣服哦。Okay, so I'm going to talk about my favorite cartoon character. Okay, do you know the Toy Story?
Yes.
There's 1, 2, and 3, right?
Sure.
There is that three-eyed, the really bright apple green three-eyed alien monster.
Oh, yes.
I love him. 三眼怪.
He doesn't say anything, though, does he?
No,
he just makes weird noises.
Claws.
That's right. Yeah, he just makes weird noises.
That's my favorite.
He's a good one. Is he wearing any clothes?
Maybe.
He's an alien, little shorts or something?
Yeah,
he might be wearing little shorts. But there you go.
Okay.
There's an example. And of course, if you think of some of the very famous cartoons, yeah, very few of them, or almost none of them, are wearing full clothes. As the article continues, it says, some are wearing shirts, okay, while others have shorts on, sure. Mm-hmm. But none of them are wearing both in the TV show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, 有一些...只穿上衣啦 ,OK, 但有一些只会穿短裤。但是在电视里面发现哦，就是没有一只动物都有穿衣服哎。OK, 我们来看一下 shorts,、它后面要加 s, it's like pants, you have two little,、就因为你们都有两个裤管嘛，所以都要是 plural, 要是复数型的。那这里的 while, 连接两个对比的子句就有什么怎么样。然而什么又怎么样去做一个对比哦 And why is this?、为什么会这样子呢
That's right, it's a good question. So here are our three possible answers.、And remember, only one of them is、correct. So let's go through all three、and then we can guess. A, answer A, artists believe characters that are fully dressed are taken too seriously. Okay, because if you're fully dressed, you're more like a person, and then people might say, well, yeah, but he's a fox, but he's dressed like a businessman. That's weird. You might take that fox or any character too seriously.
I want to see that, though. Okay, so...
Thank you.
画家相信穿着完整服装的这个角色怎么样？太严肃了。我们来看一下 ，artist 就是画家。但是如果我们像就是可以做这个油画的画家，我们就可以称他为 painter。Okay, so take something seriously 就是把什么东西看待的非常严肃这样子的意思。So don't take things too seriously 就是说哎呀，不要那么严肃啦。Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because they are cartoons.
Yeah.
People don't really.Take them seriously.
I know, right?
So, but that's、
fun.
An interesting answer. Let's look at our second choice,
okay.
B. It says artists think drawing animal characters with clothes on is too challenging. Okay, something challenging is basically difficult. It's too difficult、to draw all the clothes on the animal. So let's not put all the clothes on.Let's just put one thing on. All right, well, I know I've actually made some cartoons、by drawing them. It takes a long time to draw a bunch of different clothes. So、there might be something to that.
Could be true.
It's not challenging. It just takes a lot of time, though.
Yeah, okay. 所以我觉得 B 选项我认为是还好啦。因为他提到就是画家觉得要画上动物角色的衣服太难了，其中的 challenging, OK, 这个形容词就是困难的啦，有挑战性的。其实它是源自于名词，就是 challenge, 就是挑战这样子的意思。OK, so how can we use this word in a sentence? Maybe I could say something like,、I find this job, maybe filming, challenging.And fun.
Okay.
Or I could talk about teaching.
Yes.
That's my other job too. Teaching is challenging, but rewarding work.
Okay. Or, learning a new language is very challenging, right? It's not an easy thing to do. You've got to work at it. It'll take some time and effort. And certainly, drawing complicated cartoons back in the old days, the way Walt Disney started, it could be challenging if you had something very difficult.To draw over and over and over again. Because you know in those old cartoons, I think it's about 48 pictures makes 1 second.
What?
So imagine drawing it again and again and again. That could be challenging.
Okay.
All right, let's move on、
so、
to、
B、
C. Here's our third choice. Choice C. Artists don't want clothes to hide what type of animal a character is. So the clothes will kind of cover up the things, and I guess, yeah, maybe, a dog could look like a wolf, and a cat could look like a tiger or something like that. I could see, maybe.
Yeah, like Donald Duck, we could always see the duck tail.
You can see the little tail, right?
Yeah,
but, I mean, he has a duck mouth.
Oh, I know.
But he could be a goose. But a goose and a duck kind of look the same.
真的耶。
I don't know about that one.
对啊，如果唐老鸭，仔细想想看，它跟鹅也长得蛮像的。OK， 好啦 ，C 选项在说什么？说画家不希望衣服遮盖了就是动物角色的类型。I am going to go for C.
You're going to go for C?
It sounds right to me.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's challenging to actually get them fully dressed. I mean,
it's true. I mean, drying the pants would be the same as drying the legs, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go for B for sure.
Okay.
About the taking it too seriously, I think it's a cartoon. We don't mind if it wears clothes or
whatever. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, let's check out our answer since we've got our three choices. Have you made your choice? All right, we're going to move on and get the answer. It says, you were right on the button if you guessed C.
Yay!
Champion, you got the right answer. So it is C. It's because they didn't want to cover up what kind of animal they were drawing. Very interesting.
I'm so smart.
You were right on the button.
I'm right on the button.
Look at you.
So 如果你猜到 C 呢，你就完全正确哦。Right on the button. What does that mean?
Basically, you are exactly right. You hit it right on the nose. You hit that nail right on the head. You weren't even slightly wrong. You were right on the button.
Okay, so right on the button 就是有完全正确这样的意思。Exactly correct. Well, let's now go to our shortcut for you if you want to find out more about this phrase, right on the button.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what are you working on?
I'm doing a crossword puzzle. Want to help out?
Sure.
Okay, world's largest zipper company.Three letters.
I know, it's YKK.
That fits right in. You were right on the button.
Wait, I thought the question was about zippers, not buttons.
I don't mean a button for clothes. When someone is right on the button, they're exactly right.
Oh, so right on the button must mean 完全正确.
That's right. Right on the button again.
So, what is the answer about this?
Let's see.
Okay, so we have our answer. Mm-hmm. The answer is C. So, it was they don't want to wear too many clothes to cover up what kind of animal it is. So, let's find out a little bit more about that.
Okay.
As we read on, we see cartoon animal characters often wear one piece of clothing that reflects their personalities. All right, so that's a little bit more about it. Yes, of course, one piece of clothing is one thing that they are wearing. All right, clothing is basically just the group word that we have for all of our clothes. All right, so if you do your laundry, you are washing your clothing. And if we can talk about clothes or a piece of clothing. A shirt is a piece of clothing. A pair of pants is a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
A sweater is a piece of clothing. All of it together is clothing.
Right. Okay. 所以我们来看一下哦，就是卡通动物角色呢，通常呢，他们只穿一件可以反映他们个性的衣服啦。这里提到的 clothing， 大家可能会觉得，哎，衣服不就是用 clothes 吗？ OK， 其实 clothes 呢也是衣服，但是 clothing 有这个总称，就是用来表示所有的衣服服装。OK， 那你当然也可以用来表示某一类的服装。OK， 那注意哦，我们刚刚提到 clothes， 它几乎永远是复数，表示我们的衣服。那如果呢，你想要把这个 es 给去掉，它就变成 cloth。 Okay, that's another word. 就是布料，就是布料 is like it could be cotton, okay? 可能是棉的布料。Okay, 那如果呢，我们是 C-O-L-T-H-E, clothe, that's a verb, 那是个动词，就是给什么穿衣服这样的意思。那如果我们要单单指一件衣服，我们可以用 one piece of clothing, okay? 直接，或者你可以直接点出某一件衣服，它是什么衣服。比方说 ,Oh, I love your shirt, or I love your top, 我好喜欢你的上衣。或者是你们喜欢某人，他的整体的穿搭，英文我们也可以用 ,Hey, nice outfit.
Oh, thank you, you have a lovely outfit too. Or I could say, your clothes look great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so 注意 clothes 都要是复数哦。Okay, we also saw the word reflect.
Yes, talking about how the clothes or the clothing reflects the personality of the character. In this way, we're not talking about how light reflects in a mirror, and that's how you see yourself, although that is one way to use reflect. Here we're talking more about it shows, or it demonstrates, or it illustrates.All right, so for example, if you have a friend who's always wearing basketball sweaters or basketball jerseys, it might reflect their interest in the NBA. They might be just huge basketball fans, so they wear lots of stuff about basketball, basketball teams, NBA teams, things like that. And it reflects their personality, it reflects their passion for basketball.
Nice.
It shows something about them.
Okay, reflect, 但就是反应哦，这里可以我们是表示表现出 show, 像是呢，诶，如果你在学校的成绩不错，对不对？表示呢，诶，你就是应该是非常努力的学生哦。So your achievement reflects well on your school.
Okay, so demonstrates your school taught you good lessons.
Yeah, 你的学校呢，其实它教导你很棒的东西，所以你当然就有很棒的成就啦。Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, however, most characters aren't fully dressed, as this could make it harder to tell what kind of creatures there are. Oh, that's true.
I see, yeah. So if we're covering up their body, if we're covering up the tail of the duck or something like that, it might be hard to see what kind of creatures...They are, and here this word creature is basically an animal. An animal is a creature. We use them almost interchangeably. Creatures might be a little stranger or a little more mysterious, but, you know, you could say, yes, I live with three creatures, a dog, a cat, and a goldfish. You'd probably use the word pet in that case, but dogs, cats, and goldfish are all creatures. They're all animals.
Okay, 所以然而呢，大部分的角色其实他们不会穿上完整的衣服，是因为这样会让人难以分辨他们是哪个动物。那我们来看一下其中的 creature 这个字。当然，刚刚 Mike 已经解释很好 creature， 我们也可以用 animal 动物来表示，但是它其实也可以用来形容你可能觉得这个有点怪怪的生物啦这样的意思。像是如果我们要提到就是野生动物，我们可以用 wild creatures that just means they are beasts, okay? Or maybe you could say something like few living creatures can survive without water.
All right, so yes, here's a good example. We mentioned ducks. Here's a famous duck. That's why Donald Duck only wears a shirt and hat, for instance.
Yeah.
All right, for instance, for example, if you think about Donald Duck, right, he's blue.
He's
white.
White and blue.
He's white. He's got a blue shirt and a white hat.Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think
that's right. But yes, he doesn't have pants, he doesn't wear shoes, just that little sailor shirt and the little sailor hat. And he's clearly a duck.
Okay, 所以我们就来举个例子，对不对？这是个非常很有名的一个卡通人物 ,Donald Duck, 唐老鸭，他只穿上衣还有帽子 ,okay, 而且有点水手风的感觉 ,okay. For instance, 就是举例来说跟 for example 的意思是差不多，或是我们常常会用 take something for instance. Okay, so lack of insurance is a problem for a lot of older people, like my grandmother, for instance.
She's just one example of an older person that you're talking about in this situation.
Right.
Yeah. You can think of many other cartoon characters that wear just one piece of clothing, and you could use those for instance or those for example. Now imagine Donald Duck was fully dressed as a person would be dressed. The article says, something to think about. Pants would hide his tail.、Uh-huh. He's got that little fluffy duck tail,、yeah. which we can all see. But the pants would hide the tail, and shoes, well, shoes would cover his webbed feet,、oh. those kinds of duck feet that are like paddles or like、yeah. the、flippers that you wear、
so、
when you're、
cute.
Swimming. If he was wearing like big black shoes, you wouldn't see his feet,、
That's、
and you might、
true.
Think, hey, what is he? He looks like a weird bird. But you know now, he's a duck.
真的耶 ,OK, 所以我们接着来看一下如果呢他有穿裤子会怎么样会遮住他的尾巴啦。然后如果他有穿鞋子的话就会遮住他有蹼的脚。这里我们看到的 wet, OK, 就是有蹼的那个意思就是分鸭脚胶啦。所以基本上呢如果他今天穿鞋子的话我们可能会觉得说他会不会是个鸟诶嗯这个 Mike 的观察也是正确的哦。On the other hand,
Minnie Mouse, remember her, yeah? Minnie Mouse wears a dress and bow, all right? So、yeah. when we're giving examples, we just gave one, for instance, Donald Duck. And here's another one. On the other hand, sort of、mm-hmm. showing something similar, but different in a way. Here's a different kind of character. Who are we talking about on the other hand? Or in this situation, Minnie Mouse,、mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse's girlfriend, I suppose.、and she wears a dress and a bow, a big bow up、mm-hmm. in her hair, her hair, but between her ears. She has that big bow、yeah. along with her cute little dress.
Okay, that's true. I'm just trying to picture Minnie Mouse right、mm-hmm. now. So, 另外一方面我们用 on the other hand, 就是另外一方面。米妮呢她穿的是洋装跟这个 bow 是什么呢就是蝴蝶结。
Okay, so as I kind of explained, we use on the other hand when we're giving two examples or two choices, and they're similar but different in important ways. For example, you could say, hey, this weekend we could do lots of things. We could go to the zoo, or on the other hand, we could see a movie, right? These are two things you can do in your free time, but they're not exactly the same. They're kind of different, actually, going to the zoo, or on the other hand, as if one is in the left hand, one is in the right hand. They're both in your hands, but they're not the same. They're a little bit different. For example, he's a good guy. His brother, on the other hand, is a very selfish man. So Minnie Mouse and her、mm-hmm. little red dress and her bow,、yeah. what does that tell us about her character?
She's a girl.
That's right. Or as the articles say, these items don't hide her mouse ears or tail.、
Oh,
she's clearly a mouse.
That's so true.
Yet, immediately show audiences she's...female, or as you、
yeah.
said, she's a girl. Absolutely.、Mm. So we can still see that she's a mouse. She's got the big ears. She's got the same kind of curly tail, just like、Mickey does.
Yeah.
Yet, however, but、mm. immediately these clothes show audiences she's female. All right. It、mm. happens immediately. It happens quickly. You don't have to look at Minnie Mouse like,
is that Mickey or Minnie?
No, you see it immediately. You see、uh-huh. it right away with no delay.
Okay, 所以这两件衣物刚刚提到的就是蝴蝶结跟洋装不会挡住 Minnie 的耳朵还有尾巴。这样子呢会立刻让观众怎么样马上看出她是女生耶。Immediately, 这个副词就是立即的。那它的形容词就是 immediate, okay, 有立即的 instant 这样的意思哦。像是我们常会说 we need to leave immediately, 就是
we do, why?
We need to leave right away. That's just,
we can't delay?
No.
Right
no.
now?
Okay, maybe at, right after we explain、oh, the word female.
That's a good idea. And yes, we can immediately see that Minnie Mouse is female. She's a girl.
Yeah.
Female is just the adjective for girls, women, anything、mm-hmm. like that. It's a little bit scientific. I would never、
right?
say, Laura's a very friendly female that I know. No, she's a friendly woman that I know or、uh-huh. a young lady that、
oh.
I know. But, you know, if we're talking about the differences between men and women...Female, male, female birds how often have different colored feathers than male birds, something、
ah.
like that. So it's a bit more of a scientific way of、
That's、
saying、
true.
Girls, ladies, women, things like that.
Okay, 所以其实如果要讲人的话基本上我们就用 girl, woman 来表示就好了。那如果是 动物是母的我们就会用 female 或者是雌性的像是 a female bird or a female insect 等等哦。Okay, that comes to the end、
oh.
of our Day One's Fun Facts、yeah. article. Let's、yes. now go to our For You Chat.
Yes.
For You Chat.
Well, we mentioned some great cartoon characters already today, but our question for the chat is, who is your favorite cartoon character and why?
Well, I already mentioned the three-eyed monster alien, but I still want to mention another one.
Oh, okay.
I love Minions.
Minions.
小小兵.
Okay.
Because they're so cute. And look, I'm wearing overalls like them.
That's
except
true.
Except I have to wear the yellow top to go with, yeah.
Yeah, you're half Minion.
I'm half.
Do you have one favorite? Because there are just millions of them.
There's Bob.
Bob? You
yeah,
like Bob
really
the most?
Cute. Yeah.
All right.
They all look alike, though.
Good Minion. I mean, a good character to choose. How about you guys? What is your favorite cartoon character and why? That's an important question. Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here tomorrow with more fun facts.
Fun facts. You're watching some cartoons when you notice something strange. None of your favorite animal characters are fully dressed. Some are wearing shirts, while others have shorts on. But none of them are wearing both in the TV show. Why is this? A. Artists believe characters that are fully dressed are taken too seriously. B. Artists think drawing animal characters with clothes on is too challenging. C. Artists don't want clothes to hide what type of animal a character is. You were right on the button if you guessed C. Cartoon animal characters often wear one piece of clothing that reflects their personalities. However, most characters aren't fully dressed, as this could make it harder to tell what kind of creatures they are. That's why Donald Duck only wears a shirt and hat, for instance. Pants would hide his tail, and shoes would cover his webbed feet. On the other hand, Minnie Mouse wears a dress and bow. These items don't hide her mouse ears or tail, yet immediately show audiences she's female.
Vocabulary Review.
Challenging. Only about half of the students in the class passed the challenging exam. Clothing. Alice bought some new clothing to wear on her vacation. Creature. In this movie, the heroes meet strange creatures from other planets. Immediately. When the fire alarm went off, we all left the building immediately. Female. I didn't realize my pet rabbit was female until it had babies.